kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula University of Sydney, Dr. Krisha Tapia, Research Fellow ng Matilda Center sa Research in Mental Health and Substance Use. Magandang araw!
Hi, Maridel. Thank you for having me.
Salamat din sa panahon mo. Dr. Tapia, napag-usapan natin na ang focus ng mga pagsusuri or pag-aaral mo ay tungkol sa First Nations health. Tama?
That's right, yes. But first of all, I'd like to acknowledge that I am on Darug country today, and I just want to pay my respects to the traditional owners of country on the land on which I live and work. And to answer your question, yes, I am a research fellow focusing on mental health and substance use, with a particular focus on Aboriginal health.
Bakit ka naging interesado sa aspetong ito?
I'm really interested in people's lived experiences in relation to mental health, particularly Aboriginal Australian experiences. I think because they're an underserved population, although they are this nation's first people. I just got interested in, you know, finding out sort of what are the, you know, things that are going on in the lives and in the experiences of Aboriginal people that are leading to some of the health outcomes that we're seeing. So you might have heard about the gap, you know, there's the Closing the Gap initiative in Australia, and I was really curious as to find out why there was a gap and what are the things that we can do to try to close that gap.
Bakit nga ba? Meron bang pagkakaiba sa approach o pananaw o pagharap sa mga isyung pangkalusugan, particular sa pag-iisip ng komunidad na katutubo?
Yes, I do think there are differences in the approach. The main difference, I think, is that in First Nations communities, and it's probably something that us Filipinos as well, you know, non-Western background people also resonate with, is that we have a very community-based sense of well-being. And I think that's, you know, that's really key in non-individualistic societies. So like a collectivist society has a different notion of mental health. So it's not just about symptoms of mental health. It's about how people feel in their identity, in their connection, and in their belonging to their culture.
Pag sinabi mong community-based, ibig sabihin kasi yung sakit mo hindi lang sa'yo, tama ba? Merong tumutulong sa yung iba or merong dahilan sa komunidad kung bakit mo nararamdaman to?
Yes, that could be it. That could be that, you know, that what's happening externally is also affecting you. But it could also be the culture that you grew up with. I guess your acculturation. So, say, for example, in a First Nations community, there will be some intergenerational issues that would be showing up in your mental health.
Tulad nung sinabi, may isang pag-aaral sa Women's Health West maraming taon na, nung lumalaki pa lamang yung bilang ng multicultural na komunidad dito sa Australia. Meron silang pag-aaral yung tinawag nilang beyond symptoms. Dahil yung kadalasan daw yung mga sakit or nararamdaman ng mga individual mula sa ibang kultura, ang paggamot dito o treatment, dapat daw titingnan mo beyond dun sa physical na sintomang nararamdaman niya. Tama ba yun?
Yeah, I love that. I really agree with that. And we think of that as, you know, really like a person-centered care rather than just looking at symptoms like it's a list, you know what I mean? And that the body has different, disparate parts that don't necessarily have any links to each other and no connection to what the person is feeling and how they live and other social determinants, you know what I mean? So I think that's true that, you know, we really need to look at the person rather than the symptoms and not pathologize the person. We're looking at sort of, you know, things that may be causing the symptoms of ill health. So like a Western model of, you know, looking at someone's health focuses really on, you know, what's I guess, a deficit model. So what is wrong with this person? And as if the person is responsible for everything mm-hmm. that is wrong with them. And so, yeah, it's really looking at health in a holistic way, which means looking at emotional, physical, spiritual, and cultural health.
Pag pinag-usapan natin yung kalusugan at sinabi mong community-based, mm-hmm. meron din mong papel na ginagampanan yung mga nakakatanda o elders? Kunyari may diagnosis na. At kapag nakuha na yung diagnosis at pinag-uusapan na yung treatment plan o paggamot, mayroon bang papel na ginagampanan yung elders o yung mga mas nakakatandang miyembro ng komunidad o yung mga pamilya?
Yeah, I think definitely, specifically when we're looking at First Nations health or cultures like my own culture and your culture, Filipino culture, our health, it's really not just about us as individuals. So our health is related to the health of our relationships in our family, in our communities. So I don't know if you have experienced that. I certainly have in my own life, in my own lived experience, that, you know, the community, they come together if someone is down or needs mm-hmm. help. You know, I think it's called bayanihan in our culture. And so elders and prominent people in the community, they lead that, you know, and so we look to them to kind of, kind of lead us.
Especially pag, kunyari, sa kultura nating mga Pinoy, pag may nagluluksa, sama-sama tayo, di ba? Hindi natin iniiwanan yung
exactly.
namatayan kasi malulungkot ito. Tapos sinisiguro natin na may pagkain kasi para hindi na siya mag-isip ng gagawin niya sa bahay.
Yeah, exactly.
Or kung may problema si ate, kumpul-kumpul tayo. Kailangan tulungan natin ng problema yung ate ko kasi na problema siya, wala siyang pang tuition or di kaya may sakit yung anak niya. Ganun ba yun?
Exactly. Exactly. Those are excellent examples of that whole sort of community coming together to make sure that, you know, you're supported, you're well supported. And that happens across a lot of, you know, First Nations communities as well. The family, kinship groups, that's so important. And belonging to a kinship group. And it doesn't really even have to be, the people that you're related to mm-hmm. in terms of blood, but it could be, you know, your chosen community and that sort of thing. Particularly for us, you know, as migrants here, we often don't have all of our families. Mm-hmm. Here in where we live in Australia, so we can choose our own communities, and I think in that sense it's nice because then you can find sort of like your own elders and your own role models within your own chosen community.
Napansin ko sa mga katutubo pang karaniwan, mahalaga yung elder. Pag nag-acknowledgement to country, kinikilala yung mga elders, past, present. Yeah. Mahalaga yung papel nila, no, sa komunidad.
Yeah, that's true. Elders are the knowledge holders, you know, they're the cultural bearers of the community. And, you know, they have the wisdom and they are appointed by the community. You know, like a person doesn't just say, well, I'm going to be an elder now because I've come to a certain age. In fact, one of the things that I learned in my work is that Aboriginal people, you know, don't see elders as always being old. They're not necessarily the old people, you know. It's a person that they respect. Yes, that comes with age, so maybe they're a bit older, but they don't necessarily have to be
the
seniors of the group. Yeah, that's right, and experience, yeah, that's right. And it's really important because they protect and ensure that the culture lives on. So that's why the elders are really, really special.
Sa research mo, gaano kahalaga yung relationship ng sa komunidad at pagtingin sa sariling kalusugan?
Really, it's really, really important. In the research that I've done, I've really come to appreciate how critical having connection to community is. And also in other research that I've come across, and not just my own, we know that as people age, as they get older, apart from having good physical health, having really good relationships also protects the brain and, you know, prevents mm-hmm. things like dementia and things like that. So having a good social network is really, really, really critical. And we see that in mental health as well, because, you know, oftentimes healing or, you know, enjoying life and having good health is done collectively, and it's never done individually.
Meron ba rin silang tinatawag na haplos ng pagmamahal? Hindi ba tayo, pag mga bata tayo, pag meron tayong nararamdaman, meron tayong isang taong gusto lang nating kasama? Tapos pagkasama na natin, parang siya yung makakagamot ng lahat. Diba? Gusto ko yung...
I just have to laugh because that's a VIX.
Pero diba, pag... Kaya gusto ko si Lola kasi si Lola yung may hawak nung VIX.
I think that's really universal. I think that's everybody. You know, touch is very important, and having a person that you trust, you know, and that's usually a family member, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have family around.
At mahalaga yun, no, yung tiwala sa komunidad katutubo.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And that's why for Aboriginal people, and I'm not Aboriginal and I never want to speak for them, but just through my learnings and what Aboriginal colleagues have told me is that, you know, the effects of colonialism has just been really devastating because of the separation of families, you know, the forcible removal of children. I think we have to really... acknowledge that had a devastating effect on the health and well-being of Aboriginal people across this country. And so, you know, more than ever, now more than ever, Aboriginal people need to be supported in terms of, you know, finding and like just fostering their connection back to culture and to kinship.
May anim na taon ka na na gumagawa ng mga pagsasaliksik, kung hindi ako nagkakamali.
Years in research, yeah.
Yeah. So may 6 na taon ka nang nagsasagawa ng mga research, pagsasaliksik tungkol sa mental health at substance use ng mga katutubo. Ano ang natutunan mo sa mga pakikipagsalamuha mo sa kanila?
I think the main thing that I've learned is how very, very similar we are in terms of sort of worldviews. And I say we in terms of us being Filipinos, and then with respect to First Nations people in Australia, I see the similarities in how we see the world. Of course, there are some very important differences as well, but it's just really, quite comforting to find the similarities in terms of how we relate to each other, family, spirituality, and our, you know, love for being together, love of music, love to laugh, and those kinds of things, and just that whole community kind of vibe.
Yung pagpapahalaga sa komunidad.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And also, I find a lot of kind of intersection between, you know, our post-colonial history as well. So that was quite eye-opening for me. In fact, Aboriginal communities have taught me so much, and I feel so indebted to them for sharing their knowledge and sharing their stories with me, because I feel like I've been educated enough by them, by their stories, to then look at my own history and look at my own Filipino heritage, look back at what happened to our culture, and I'm not trying to cast judgment on whether or not it was good or bad, but it's just, you know, looking at it through a historical lens and just saying, okay, well, all those things happened to our ancestors as well, colonialism, and that sort of thing, and, you know, cultural displacement and things like that, which kind of makes a little bit of sense when I look at what's happening in the Philippines today, and just seeing how, you know, how I am in situations. So that's been really educational.
And I guess, para maunawaan mo, no, yung sarili mo. Maraming salamat, Dr. Krisha Tapia. Hanggang sa susunod.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.